I'm fucking done. I can't handle it.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Versatile Anomaly Adventure Series. I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matt. Hi, guys.
Hey. All right. So, and Joe is sitting here to my right.
Uh-huh. Joe's going to be rolling the dice tonight.
Yeah.
Me, Matt, I'm going to be talking.
There you go.
Oh, I'm waiting for it to be like a mix of Cajun and Yoda.
Oh, Yoming.
So a Cajun Kermit the Frog Yoda mix? That'd be amazing.
I'm not doing it. It's not happening.
We're waiting.
Nope.
Well.
It'll happen eventually here.
No. You guys can't pressure me.
If we just stare at him long enough.
No, you make me so uncomfortable. I have to stop.
You
can't
do it.
So.
Yeah, that's great.
I have no self-esteem.
Right. So we finished the season and we had a couple things to people to write in, I guess, or vote on for different things for season two. Like, what parts of season two did you enjoy? People liked the dice rolling, mm-hmm. and then the critical rolling.
Oh,
for
yeah.
The 20s and the ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
you're welcome, guys.
pretty sure that was Sean, but yeah.
No, that was me.
And
all right, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Said they made for some comical moments. And somebody said Bo was the best.
Okay.
Ooh. Bo was the best.
Bo's concussions? He had a lot of those.
Bo was the best character overall, I think.
Nah.
Just me.
And then it said
it was
Dr.
So technical and just...
Alfie MD was amazing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, definitely said Bo was the best.
Yes.
I think they're going to look into his brain because of all the concussions.
Yep.
That doesn't sound...
Study him for CTE.
I was going to say, this sounds like I'm being turned into...
I mean...
That's where the multiverse really lies.
I have a question. Do we have an Aaron Hernandez on our freaking case right now?
Oh, boy.
Pony. I mean...
Or do we have a Chris Benoit on our case? From all the concussions and all that?
Bo's going to kill all of us. He's going to be like, yo, my friends and family, you're dead.
Alfie's the first one.
No, not Alfie. Not Dr. Alfie, MD.
Yeah, he's the only Alfie that's ever lived. Oh, Alfie that's ever lived. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Never seen the other one. That's what he's...
Dr. Alfenschmertz.
That's changing.
We're gonna somehow put this into a vote.
He's evolving. Oh, shit.
Nope.
Does Bo snap and fucking murder?
He'll rant. I could rant real good some.
But does he snap mm-hmm. and murder somebody?
Wait, he's going to go the way of Steven?
No, it's going to be murdered by words, dude. He's going to do epic rap slam poetry.
No rapping.
Yes.
No rapping.
Amazing.
Rhymes.
Why in the
spoken
darkness?
Rhyme. Spoken rhyme.
Does my tower not rise?
Spoken poetry.
I think
slam.
Another vote yes. is, do we need a musical episode?
We absolutely need a musical yeah.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Yes.
Do we really jump the shark that hard?
Yes.
This.
We have to.
We'll somehow
I'll play every character. I don't even care. I love musicals.
Perfect. We'll do that then.
You can do a spoken word like jam poetry can count as musical for you.
Yes, dude. It's
no, he can be Shy Ronnie.
He's mumbling. We walk out. No, he's like,
use your words. Hang from it. My giant dude is huge. Bo towel bitches.
What are you, him a stapler?
I'm going to burn this fucking place down.
And we're just going to jump to the next part.
Oh, God.
And what do you want to see in season three?
Don't
see
say
more
my nipples.
More
don't
critical
what?
Roles.
What?
Don't say what?
Don't say my nipples.
No.
Don't.
Yeah, more critical roles. Then talked about bringing back some old characters and villains and all that.
Some old characters? Is that a hint at old Greg?
Maybe.
Old Greg.
Yeah.
Fucking old
he
Greg.
He died. Didn't we kill him?
He died so many times.
Yeah. Cherry, he got brought back to life. He's still alive, then, isn't he?
She ground his bones.
I mean,
Gilly Manfish thing.
Yeah, he's whatever the fuck he wanted to be.
Oh, God.
It's true. The time loop did happen. Oh.
He's our Deus Ex Machina. He has to come back.
There you
Start MacGuffin.
Oh, here it says more singing, maybe an a cappella.
Yes.
So I think
that was me.
One person wants a musical episode.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Can I just be the guy goes, boom, boom, boom.
You have to you have to say at least two words. And they ba-dum. Can't be bum bum.
I was gonna go bada.
Nope.
And then we have some random thoughts and what do we miss. Steven.
Oh boy.
Says, I feel bad for everything he went through. Hopefully someone can bring that demon-controlled Steven back into the light.
Steven was a cunt. It's not happening.
Also, did we return to the correct melded dimension or not?
Like 42?
Or,
yes. I don't know what was the original one called.
Or like Strong and Dakey actually going back to before meld, or how far back are you talking?
I think we're just saying is back to where
the meld,
because they're asking if Cuddles and Alana will be back.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. The original one, yes.
Yes, yes.
They're heading that direction.
Bo didn't leave his tower defended.
What?
What?
He's concussed. Leave him alone.
That's right.
He don't remember so good.
I don't remember so good.
Oh, Jesus.
I should have thrown that in there.
Somebody wants to know is, how do the electric globes work? You know, those ones at Spencer's at the mall? It's like, how does it know where my fingers are?
No, damn it.
And why doesn't it hurt?
I need to know.
I'm sitting there. It wasn't my question. I'm sitting there going, I don't remember any fucking globes. When was that in the story?
I was thinking like Cherry's orb.
I was like, how far back in the story are we talking about? I must have missed something about glowing orbs.
Concussed, uh-huh. Man.
Yeah.
That's you have every out. Excuse. If you want to say,
you've been out so many
out
times.
Concussed.
Yep.
My memory is not quite there.
Inquisitive minds need to know, though. How do those fucking things work?
They have a video of him just grabbing somebody by the pussy.
No.
And he's like, I'm concussed.
I don't remember shit. That was the old me. Oh, God.
He was just talking about scissor bitches. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Good old scissor bitches.
Oh.
Two vaginas, one uterus.
Yes.
I'm so happy that I don't have to like remember where those are anymore.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Like I marked it, but I didn't need to. I'm so
how
happy
many times did we say it last?
It was 18.
Oh God.
Well, yeah. There was a couple.
Was that the same amount of 20s that we had rolled the week before?
The bet.
Because yeah, was Matt was hitting it.
No, it was like 8.
Was it?
I think.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know. It sounds about right.
There was
8 or 18. They were both the same to me.
Around the same.
There was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a couple times where like it was sort of alluded to saying the name of that pair, but
what do you mean, scissor bitches?
Two vaginas, one uterus.
I was purposely not saying the name.
Uh-huh. I know.
So what, scissor bitches? Two vaginas, one uterus.
I'm gonna have to get like a giant button plugged into it.
Could you hear that at
the
all?
Easy button.
Or he just slam it. Just put it in the middle. So anytime somebody
everybody
says
has
it,
to
it'll
hit
the button.
It'd
be fantastic.
That'd be awesome.
Actually, what would be funny is if it was somehow connected to, like, where listeners could trigger it.
God. Yeah.
It'd be horrible.
If it
we'll
was,
have
if
a
it was
base on a freaking donation.
Yeah.
$4.20.
Yes.
You can trigger it every time you donate
$4.20. Yep. That's what it should be.
Next thing you know, we're retired. We're living
$420, man.
Yachts in the ocean somewhere because people just kept sending in
$4. Two vaginas, one uterus? Or, I mean, sister bitches?
Oh, God. There it goes.
Two vaginas, one uterus.
Good thing it wasn't two uterus, one vagina.
I don't have scissor bitches on here. So.
Bad. You just said it, though.
No, we just did it reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches, scissors.
All right. Scissor ladies.
Well, anytime Mike said the scissor twins, I didn't play it, so.
Oh, God, yeah, because he kept fucking it up.
Hey.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. All right, so I think... this season, if you don't include the whole dimensional travel, just the physical walking, I don't think they really made it too far.
No,
we did this story. I mean, it took two episodes for you guys to essentially walk down a path to get to the castle.
And any other time, it was like in cars or stuff.
Yeah.
At first, when we left Bow Tower, we drove quite a ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Camped out.
In a car.
In the
the ice cream truck.
Yeah. Bowmobile.
The Bowmobile.
and the seed closet.
Well, we picked up Alfie or Alfie.
Pony's closet.
That was a rough trip too.
Was it like Plato's closet?
No, it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse. You walk in and it's way bigger than it should be. Wait. There's like talking furniture and shit.
So we picked up the group. Steven let Lady Gertrude go, right? And yeah, Steven really started the whole fuck up of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually.
Then we killed all those villagers and I raped a pig, I think.
We did not. No. So the first town that we went to.
At least one.
The first town we went to, Bo saved. And there was nothing wrong with that town. Bo just saved it. And then you did something. You like ate the dude.
Yeah, that's right.
The donut guy.
I did.
Pony went.
No, I shoved his face into the donut fryer.
And then we got kicked out of town. They were like,
we
ate our donuts.
I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, the guy, we were like, fuck. So we had to leave. We just made that town better.
He had to be punished.
And then we ran into Dick Chicken on the way to Professor's
Pony's
place.
Been a psychopath the whole time, dude. I tried to play him straight. I just couldn't.
And then fucking the professor takes the marsupials, as far as we know, and makes Seal Team Team 6 into like a ball of...
Yeah. It was a beach ball, basically. Filled with guts.
So messed up.
Still alive.
I left... Or no, it wasn't Lady Gertrude I let go. It was...
Rammstein?
Lady Gertrude was on her... God, I'm already forgetting.
Birdie?
Yes, it was Birdie. There you go.
Yes.
Fuck this.
And then we forgot the girls, like, are the girl.
Or was it?
Numerous times.
Was Lady Gertrude the entire time?
Oh, God. Now she's one with Cinnamon Gingerstein.
Yes.
Then we went to that town somehow. I don't remember how we got there. It was through the dimension.
Yeah.
We used the portal gun.
Well, we went to... Mayberry
first.
Yes, we went to Spankenberry. Randy Spankenberry. Kept the town in check with a belt. That was my favorite place ever.
Right. Then we met William. Legion man.
Yeah, that's right.
My favorite part's still being Mecha Pug Hitler.
Yes. Oh, God. It was fantastic.
We went to at least three times, four times, and somehow we ended up with... right where we need to be for Erisbeth. Fiona. Which, obviously, they planned it, but we didn't know that.
Yeah, because you were given...
Yeah.
They sent us there, basically.
Yeah.
At first, we were, like, haphazardly jumping with beans and stuff,
but
right?
But you guys were also put in prison when you guys went over there as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Unjustly put into prison. Builds the prison for all the bad guys and locked them in with us.
You guys aren't locked in.
With functioning towers, the critical role happened.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember
so
that.
So his stuff stays. So whatever dimension Bo visits gets improved.
Yep. The best critical role ever.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was an angry critical role.
That was.
You're like, fuck, you're not taking that away from E20.
Yep.
I couldn't take it away anymore.
And I believe we filled a prison cell full of shit.
Like,
you did.
Shit and vomit.
Yes, dude.
And you guys were saved.
Right.
By actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
That's right. Yep. He's
after
not such
we
a bad
murdered
guy.
Him, Steven murdered him ruthlessly like three times at least.
Yeah, we
and then he was hanging out with Steven.
Yeah.
And then the Cinnamon Gingerstein freaking just obliterated his whole skull.
Oh, yeah.
Flying through the car window.
She went fucking nuts. That's right. I remember that. Yeah. She had legs of steel that night.
She was killing
good Lord.
Everybody.
And then she couldn't do shit.
That's right.
Yeah, that.
And then Dorn didn't get good, really, until the magical dice roller showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
PTSD.
My favorite attack still is having this, for whatever, condom tied together swords. A critical roll for a crit and a critical roll for a fuck-up.
Oh,
in the same attack.
Yeah. That was fantastic. And you still managed to pull off something.
Right.
Good.
It became a nunchuck of death.
Yes.
Swords with condoms and gum. And electricity.
Squish, squish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Swinging around.
I did, too. Boy. Whatever. Yep.
Pony, due to. was it Doran's advice? Was to grill the.
No. That was Dr. Alfie.
Oh, yeah. Supposed to grill him for
information. You got to look excited talking about grilling for information and realize that you take it literally.
I'm wondering
ribs in a long time,
Dr.
Boy.
Alfie meant that.
He knew all him. Along.
He's smart enough
he
to
may
know.
Have known. Like, yeah. Maybe those guys would have turned us in
he
and
is,
they'd not been eaten.
He is an MD in psychiatry, right? So, like, he knows how Pony's mind works. He knew what he had to say to Pony to get him to eat those guys.
Pony had an arm sticking out of his ass at one point and his stomach.
Yeah.
Yep. You literally shat a dude, a full dude out of you.
Yes.
And got your asshole cauterized.
Yes. I had to be sewn up elbow
deep.
And
then you made Yoda lick it.
Yeah. Forced him. Yes, forcefully.
Yoda did so much weird shit this time.
Yeah, he did.
Cauterized assholes is pretty much the worst. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Clean me up from the inside.
Yoda tried to fucking break a trans GoBot, break into it just to get some chicken.
That's right, yeah. That's
he busted
his butt. Yeah.
Ketamine addiction.
Yes.
Dang about it.
It's ketamine crusted chicken.
Right? He was so... But was it really addiction causing him to get angry at Steven, or did he really know that Steven was going bad?
Oh, you're taking this way too far, man. You're way overthinking this.
I don't know.
The ketamine, bro.
Was it?
Absolutely.
No,
drugs make you
shit.
Do some crazy shit.
People were mad at Doran for killing him too.
I don't understand that. He was a cunt.
Elfie had a child.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And then you
weird.
Tried to make a puppet out of it.
I did make a puppet
he
out of it.
He fathered a child.
Yes.
It's
yes.
something. With cinnamon ginger steam.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why she was so angry.
Probably.
That's why she did so much damage.
I tried my best to keep
proud
that boy.
Because due to the transformation, he's had sex with two women now.
That's right. He has.
At the same time.
He's been to the bone zone many times, dude.
Yeah, so
Dr. Alfie
Abomination
MD.
Was killed by the professor.
Yes.
Well, one of the professors.
Dr. Alfie MD is definitely hung like a horse. I would go ahead and vote for
Tripod.
That. Yes.
Well, he is a little elf creature. So it doesn't have to be too big.
But yes.
He saved Erisbeth and Yodi brought her back to
fucking going to town.
He revitalized her memory by chomping away.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, boy.
Yodi, seriously. That's the most fucked up character.
He was playing
it's not Pony, it's Yodi.
He's just like...
I think Yodi got some bad nut cheese in his mouth, and like it fucked up his brain.
I don't know, dude.
The dick cheese just didn't help him out.
I think Pony's maybe just crazy because of what he's seen.
Yodi. No, Yodi is nuts.
They're the same guy.
Pony. Same guy.
Pony,
We're all Pony here.
Pony put a... like a Bluetooth headset.
That's right. Yeah, the walkie-talkie
into,
pieces. Into Doran's ears.
Doran's and he did into Yodi. So,
yep.
But Yodi thinks it's an almighty being. Doesn't realize it's Pony.
Well, Pony is an almighty being.
Yeah. How many times did Pony do that shit to Doran?
Every time you went to sleep.
Oh my god. Every time I did anything, Doran. I have Doran go check out the place. You should show up to talk.
How many times did he do that to Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steven was going nuts for him. He didn't get any sleep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's why Steven was losing his mind even quicker.
Just trying to get out, man. Just trying to get out.
Steven literally didn't sleep up until the moment he died.
Just
he tried to.
Trying to break the cycle.
Well, yeah, he broke it.
That's all he was doing, man.
Keeping him up long enough for Doran to come kill him. You knew it was going to happen.
It had to happen. I'm omnipotent.
Oh, not that again.
Oh.
Almost.
Well, I am impotent, so
omnipotent.
Yes, my penis doesn't work in any dimension
or any direction.
Or any direction, yes.
It's his accent. He's just trying to say I'm impotent.
Yes, but it's just the way.
Omnipotent.
He's got to be drunk when he says it. God damn it!
This is sad.
That's so sad. Yeah.
Poor Pony, rest in peace.
But you got to see the deliciously concussed, twisted mind as it's going down its path.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the Pug...
And we got to realize that Bo is really a duck.
Pug Mecha Hitler can go sideways.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's really crazy is that
it's
Bo
really
is a
duck. Yeah.
And Bo actually wanted to have sex with someone with his duck dick.
I mean, he
tried
them.
He tried to stick his dick in some of
them. I think multiple times.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a duck dick. It's like...
He's got a huge tentacle hanging out.
That sound effect. Oh, my God. I'm pulling that.
Oh, boy.
I need that for a ringtone.
Yep.
That duck dick.
just have it on repeat. Just... Yes.
Oh, boy.
I will send that file out and make it public if you desire it.
Oh, yeah. That was an Atari sound effect.
What game?
That took up like a quarter of a cartridge.
Yeah, most of the cartridge, all the information.
Yes. That was the entire sound game.
And then you got a pass. That was the score, the sound of scoring.
It took him 3 years to figure out how to get it to not crash.
Just render that final part. Oh, boy.
Needed to compress that MIDI.
And so we lost. So I should have put it like
in memoriam.
Yeah. Yes. Like we lost.
I can pull the song from Hunger Games.
No, not that.
But we'll use that. Continue.
Yeah, for Steven. Oh, who died this? We didn't have actually a lot of deaths other than Alfie.
Steven.
Cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Is he dead though? We didn't kill him. He ran off.
The marsupial team.
Yeah, dude, they deserve. Oh yeah, they need a memorial. Yeah.
Another Alfie.
I had alligators. I think at one point.
Yeah, you had three small American alligators.
Yeah. Wait.
All the creatures.
Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf Zoidberged off the set, and he was gone.
I remember his scream. No, what was it? What was it? He.
Oh, bird.
What was it when he popped out?
I think he said scampered. I could be wrong. Yeah, what the hell was he doing in the bed with her? Yoni never did get to ask. He just was like, I'm going down, baby.
He was just hiding under the bed the whole time.
He was hiding, dude. Yeah, that's all it was. He was just scared of the thunder and lightning. And was hiding down there. Us.
Well, we found out that William and they had actually accomplished everything they wanted.
Yeah.
And then Birdie killed Celeste. Well, right. Just chopped her head off.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Oh, yeah, we beat that bitch, didn't we?
You can get another one, and they freaking took
right. Off. So that's one of the Duke's kids crazy. Dead, right? Well, Celeste was the Duke's daughter.
Potentially.
Yeah. Well, her head but got not chopped if
they
can off.
Get another
they
one.
Don't die so easily.
That's right, shit.
Even Shiloh, I mean, we chopped his head off at least twice.
True.
Yeah. And he's still around.
That bitch stole our kill.
She did, man. She got our experience.
God damn it.
God damn it. You took her
damn,
again.
We literally lost everything we tried to do.
Yeah,
we didn't win one goddamn fight.
We didn't accomplish
fight.
Shit. Yeah.
We did nothing.
The only thing we did
up
was get people killed.
Up until that point, you thought we had, huh?
We were the worst party in the history of parties.
Dude, like Cherry and Cuddles and stuff, like ran it way better than we did.
Oh my God, yeah.
Way better.
Was it? It was Cuddles.
I am telling you, I said, this is our empire.
Cuddles.
I wanted this to end on like just a down note.
It was a Cuddles and Alana thing. They both had so much rage going on.
Yeah.
And Cherry just fucked everything until they died, much like Pony.
Uh-huh. Well, no, Pony doesn't fuck things, dude.
He eats them. That's right.
He's asexual.
He brings them into himself.
He doesn't do it for enjoyment. He does it for
it's a spiritual experience. Anything with ponies.
It's metaphysical.
It is. It's spiritual. Well. It's going to bring you to another plane of existence. Unlike anything you ever seen or heard or felt.
So, in all seriousness, so we know what's going on. Season one, we found out there was multiple dimensions and that we needed to go save some people. And that there's season two introduced the primes.
Season two, the most important thing, I think, was Randy, the spanking sheriff. He was absolutely the most important character. Dude, we need to recruit him, man. He's my favorite.
Dimensional travel.
Randy Griffith.
Dimensional travel in the primes, clearly not important. Found out that the Duke's kids are trying to bring him back.
That's what Pony needs to fix everything. He needs Randy Griffith. That's it. And
I forgot
Dopey.
It was Randy.
Randy Griffith
Randy
and Dopey,
Griffith.
Dude.
Opie was getting his ass kicked.
Dopey, dude.
Dopey. Randy and Dopey. And you could go back to that. If Pony wants to go to that dimension, he's got to steal the portal gun from Bo, but...
Yeah.
Pony has his own means of transportation.
But we basically found out everything is way bigger than we thought it was. All the shit going down. Hey, it's part of the recap. We actually have to recap,
yeah,
Joe.
I know.
I don't know why that's so funny.
No, I'm thinking about the spanking chair.
Jesus Christ.
I can just picture people at the bar getting drunk on Friday night, and he's like, don't make me come in there, boy. He's got his belt. And they're all like, oh, shit, we better stop drinking and get home safe.
is Pony going to go visit this dimension?
Pony founded it.
What?
Pony was there at the beginning.
Of it all?
At the beginning of time for that dimension. Yeah. It's all based on Pony.
You willed it into existence.
Who was the town drunk in that show? What was his name?
Oh, God. Big fat dude. I don't remember his name.
I would say that's what Pony is. He goes in that dimension. He just gets hammered and plays, goes into jail, locks himself yep. in, and just talks to Randy all day.
That's his actual home.
Yeah, dude. That's where I came from. It's the whole business.
He's due. He needs to go back to...
Instead of Aunt B, it's Aunt Shmi. She's making pies. Cream pies.
She's not making them. She's just taking them.
No, dude. She takes them and then makes them. Just one of those graham cracker pre-made crusts and just...
Good Lord. Let's move man. On.
That's no, a t-shirt. We just lost every listener we've ever had.
No. Ever. That would be a... Mark. Mark. Oh. That could be illustrated quite easily.
Oh, yeah.
I've already got it in my head.
Said, that's a t-shirt design. Somebody's wearing that.
It's just a
big dollop of cream.
It's a pie tray with plop midfall, and you're looking through a pair of legs.
Yes,
on the side.
Just the legs are hanging. But yes, dude, I love it. You can just see a skirt.
I've got it. Encourage this.
Oh, it's happening.
And I want that's happening. This is going to get us taken down from the store,
right?
But I want this to be a design. I will buy it for a shirt.
I will wear this.
But what you don't see is that the shadow.
Wait, Shmi?
The shadow.
Shmi's like, cream pies. Yes.
On the floor between the legs.
Peter Pan.
Yes.
There's a dangle.
Shmi's a cross dresser. Yes. Shmi is a trans.
Aunt Shmi.
You didn't hear it. It's
Aunt
great.
Shmi's world famous cream pies.
Side chain. I'll AB channel these.
Return. Shmi's like, you know what? I'm gonna make cream pies.
Dude, it was what's his name? Bob Hoskins. So that's who it is in this universe, too.
Okay, I can't even play like most of with that one.
Oh, God. So, okay, carry
we're
on.
We're not fully sure of your channel chat, and you weren't listening to ours. I'm going to split them up, because I think they're both
awesome,
equally awesome.
Fantastic.
And they need their
Let's
time.
Let's do it. Okay, perfect. Carry on. Carry on, fellas. Let's go.
Oh, man.
So, there's another design element that you'll have to just wait and see.
All right.
Aunt Shmi's world famous cream pies. I love it, dude.
You say Shmi, and I think Aunt of Shmi yeah. from Hook.
That's what we're talking about.
I said it's Bob Hoskins.
Son of a bitch.
He's in the universe.
You gotta have the logo on top of it.
He's a trans woman
and then
now,
have like a Shmi type like troll looking yes. character like in that part.
Oh, God.
And then have the design underneath it.
I love Paul, it, dude.
You would want that universe.
I love it.
And like I said, make this design. I will buy it.
I love
and
it.
I will wear it. I'll wear it.
Oh God!
Every Friday night.
If I could get Lenore to let me touch her tablet, I'd have a lot of drawing done. But she won't let me touch it. She doesn't trust me with it. I don't know. I dropped it the other day.
I wonder why she doesn't trust you.
You're never touching this again, Dad. I'm like, I bought it, bitch. I'll pay for it.
She just breaks it in half.
Oh God. Yeah. Anyway, long story. Let's carry on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you guys made it all the way. We should do a step count. Minus the car. But then we did have the one town where it was essentially all demons.
Right.
Taking over.
That boat turned into a prison. Built walls around it.
And,
oh, that's right. Bo did build the wall.
I forgot about the whole freaking Animorphs angle.
Which one?
Animorphs. The alien slugs are taking over people.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I made a reference, damn it.
William's little demon plan.
That's right. Yeah.
Early 2000s. Deal with it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Those books were legit, though.
Not all the covers are cool.
Yeah, dude, is that real. Plan yeah. something to do with their father?
Right, because William did show up at the end there saying that they've done what they needed to and they had access to Bo's tower. Or that's where what they needed was. What the fuck did you put in that tower?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe Bo really was trying to come God Emperor Bo.
He really is. You guys just don't know it. Mm-hmm.
Doran's starting to not trust his old pal.
Bo's actually the all-father of all the multiverses. I'm just seeing what you fuckers would do.
I prefer the architect.
There you go. Yeah.
He's the duckitect.
He's called by many names, but he's actually a duck. Yeah.
The duck that mounts the world.
Oh, God. No.
His family crest is a duck just fucking the earth. It's a giant duck with wings out.
It's just penetrating through the other side.
Yes. Yes.
Fucked. That's right, yeah. That's just his ball slapping against it.
That's an artwork?
Yes. Trademark. Oh, God.
All right.
Duck balls just slapping into the moon, dude.
dueling ducks crossing the world. Yes, that's all I need to know. I'll remember it for later.
Just two ducks with their wings extended, cocks crossed across the earth. Yes, dude, I love
that's
it, dude.
And if you look at it just right, it kind of looks like a swastika.
Yes.
Jesus.
If you turn it slightly to the left.
I imagine it as like a crest like you would see for the Navy. Yeah. Or
that's a crest.
Yeah.
Doran's going to be so shocked when he sees both crest.
Okay, so that's both family crests.
Somebody give me
everybody,
a pencil.
Everybody else needs to figure out their own crest.
Okay. Oh, we got to do our own crest now?
Yes.
Here we go.
I don't know what Doran's would be.
No, or listener shit. Submissions.
Yes.
That'll be in the off season.
Doran, I guess Alana would share the same one then.
Come up with one for Cuddles. She would have her...
Oh, she'd also have the one from her real parents, yeah. too.
So the funny thing for Cuddles, though, would it be the Cuddles we now know or Cuddles' backstory's family crest?
Oh, Cuddles, that's up to Cuddles. He'd have two. He'd have two like Alana.
Maybe
Alana
he just
Cuddles
merged
both get two.
The new one with his... Huh? Yeah, he altered the original. Yes.
I can Alana's see what you're doing there, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. And Arnab Obadorn.
I'm trying to do even...
And then the...
Joe is drawing it right now.
Yeah, so we're going to have some...
You know what
other
else
voting,
it reminds me of?
And other submission stuff.
Right.
The wings from the Ark and the Covenant in
that's what I was thinking, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not good at drawing on the spot here like this.
But the we'll have one of the
it'll be great
vote you, submission thing would be create or maybe like I would be able to create or I guess explain a crest. Or you could put a link to something
the family.
Picture, like if you drew one.
Right, but for this, I want only the listener submissions for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. The family name is Asher.
Yeah, we'll have the Chris, like I said, you don't have to draw anything if you can't draw it. Just explain it.
Yeah.
Or, and if you want to draw it, just go ahead and do that and then upload it and then send us a link to it. And, so we can add that, and then we can, I guess the good part is Ben can, if we go to explain each one, if you guys do draw your own and send it in,
ouch.
We can maybe, I'll add a little bit of work for Ben, and when we start describing the one, Ben can, in the video, so if you're a patron, you can get the video, and he'll put the art up on the screen.
Just simple image popping of art, sure.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
It's
got
to be animated.
You don't got to freaking spin it in or anything.
Is that what you give him the, I am doing what? Look.
No, just have it, it's like what we're talking about, just have it right on the screen.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not too shabby.
You got to fade in.
Or like, you just have me do this, and then it just skeets right up to the...
yeah. It spins up. That requires animation.
I was in my mind. I took the animation way further than you're even thinking. So.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
You what? Think I think that far ahead? Don't worry about that.
Red Cross
Sean's
animation
two steps
style.
Behind, dude.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to this week's edition.
Wait a minute. We finished this series already. What are you talking about? Holy shit.
Yes, we'll have that for voting.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. And. We can kind of do, we're probably doing our spin type thing on what you would like to see to like create your own like scenario essentially if you want to.
You know what? Just off the record, I have like $15 in Fiverr credit. I'm going to pay somebody to make some of these, so I don't have to fucking do it. I'm going to have Aunt Shmi's world famous cream pies, and I'm going to describe it to them, and I'm going to have them fucking make it.
They're going to be like, no, don't want your money.
No, dude, Fiverr's awesome. You just give them $5, and they draw a simple drawing. If you want it more detailed and stuff, then it's, you know, but I can get, like, vectors and stuff for $5. Wonderful. Yeah, anyway.
All right, that'll be cool. yeah, we'll have some more... I guess some season 3 type things for the voting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have the family crest. I think it'd be kind of cool to see what you guys come up with, either by word or by art.
Need to mark that down too, so remember to put that in the voting right away.
Yeah,
he's impressed.
I need Microsoft Word, or not Word, but Paint. That's what I need.
MS
I can
Paint.
Do it. Yeah, I can do it with Paint.
Just type Paint.
Yeah,
and it'll open up on your.
My search bar just disappeared. So like, it's just a blank space now, and I can't fill it in with anything.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Cortana's fucking me, dude. I don't like it.
Yeah. Thought you normally did like that.
Nope.
Never Cortana.
No, not Cortana.
She's a rampant bitch.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So that was your fantastic overview of that. To be a shorter one this week, just since we didn't really have a whole lot.
Just a recap.
Well, it's the mostly recap for season 3 to start next.
And then Pony will give his exposition next week.
Yep. So season 3 is going to be a little different. We should might as well tell him a little bit of it.
Yeah.
We're going to be seeing a lot of the stuff through the eyes of Pony. We're not going to go too far in detail, but there's a story to tell.
Pony don't like that.
And you guys will be most likely voting each week on maybe some of the memories he's sharing with us.
Yeah. I've got some ideas.
Past events.
For past events.
Yes.
And these, obviously, some of these past events that you guys want to see might not happen exactly what you guys remember happening.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. You will see some of the old characters return.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Skies are blue.
Craig's in the back. Yep, and...
Good old Cherry.
Doesn't have to sound like that.
But she does, Mikey.
What?
She got to sound like that.
All right.
Yeah, man.
All right, so you want to get this 2 days earlier than you're getting it on your normal iTunes feed or whatever, or you want to get the video.
Stitcher's a big source, too, for all Stitcher, of you listening on Stitcher, yeah.
And if you want to get it 2 days earlier, then you can become a patron. And go to versatileanomaly.com/Patreon. And
thank you so much to our patrons already.
Yes.
Thank you. Couldn't do this without you.
$2, you get the 2 days early. Then we have the $5 and above one, which you'll get the video and you're going to see.
Also, Ben's 2 days earlier.
Yeah.
Awesome editing. And we're a second tier, essentially, where you both get the eventually.
Something will be available for people who would like to get one or the other.
Yes.
Or a combo.
Yeah, and the 2 days early. We're coming up with a way to change it since we are breaking this into two feeds.
Yes.
Reminder. So you'll have to, if you search up Versatile Anomaly Adventure Series on anything you get on now, subscribe to that. We're going to double post.
Yep.
In the
for a while,
yeah. But by March it will not be that way.
Yeah, for pretty much a month. And then we're going to make the switch over to where the VAP channel is more so what it used to be.
Yep.
And but we're going to continue to do the adventure series on another feed.
Yep. And just be patient with us, Ben's overworked and underpaid and
overbabied
and this isn't our full-time job. We all have jobs and lives and stuff. We do this for fun. We do this for you guys. We're trying our best. Just cut us some slack. Don't be mad when we're late.
Yeah.
When Ben's late.
It's me. It's all me.
Ben gets the hate mail.
Don't be mad at Ben, please.
Yeah. We need him.
But no, we really do.
Any times Ben's like, it might be a little like, no problem.
Dude, don't worry about it. You get it in when you can, big guy. That's how we feel. Like, and you're the hero.
We're just going to swap up, just give you shoulder massages.
Just everybody takes turns with a fan and some grapes.
Yeah, we're going to go on like 4-hour intervals.
Shifts.
come on up to MSU.
He really is going to become God Emperor. Bo.
Yeah, for real. He's on his way, man. He's just worming his way in.
And you can also versatileanomaly.com/merch, and we just have some standard logo stuff. Which you can put it on everything.
I think some new stuff might be hitting soon.
Yes, we have more ideas, and so that's what we're going to hopefully have.
I have so many good ideas. I just don't have the talent to make it happen.
Yes, you do.
I don't. That's about as good as it gets. The duck on there. But the, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, so I gladly get some more merch. We'll have to try to get some of this shit going.
If you want to get clear enough, I'll zoom in.
Posts, follow
so
the,
terrible, dude.
Any of us on Twitter. If you on the Discord, you can find all that stuff.
Yep.
And that's in the show notes. And follow the look Versatile Anomaly on Facebook for postings
and
for
posts and
episodes and whatever else we got going on.
Yep.
All right. That should be it. Yeah, have a good one.
See ya. Peace.
I got my mom. And you can hang from me. Oh, fantastic.
Ben gets into it and just drops an end bomb. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wait, what? Hi, I'm Bo.